You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with a sense of some of the market movements that have been unfolding throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Taylor Ginsberg, local equities analyst at Umthombo Wealth, to take a look at markets, see what to make of them. Taylor, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. A better day on the equities front today. If we look at some of the movements that have been unfolding, it has been a kind of an up and down period still from equity market perspective. But markets this week having to contend with strong economic data out of the US last week and still seemingly finding good footing to get into the week.
Yes, the markets, I have to agree, they have been quite mixed, and certain sectors have done better than others. So the bond market has done quite well today, and that's off the GDP news that was released this afternoon. And so shares that have been linked to that, generally what are called bond proxies, namely real estate, have done relatively well this day. And I see generally a lot of SA Inc, finance, and the mining stocks have generally been down at close.
Talia, when we look at local markets, the resource stocks are still down, but financial stocks having a fighter of a day if I look at just how far up they moved on the day's trade. Industrial stocks coming to the party as well, about a tenth of a percent up. But I suppose the big question there is what seems to be driving the confidence in financial stocks? We know we got that ratings upgrade from Fitch on Friday, and perhaps the market is starting to be a bit more optimistic. Financial stocks have always historically been a good proxy of confidence, particularly in our own local markets.
Yes, sorry, actually, just to clarify that before I said they were down, no, they're actually up of now. As I said, I think it is because of the that GDP read that came out. I suppose they're also a proxy for financial, particularly banks, very much have seen a good see through for the economy. But however, we are just talking day-to-day trade, and so it's hard to separate what is a real trend and what is just white noise.
Talia, let's look at that GDP print in a bit more detail. Surprising to the upside, beating estimates ever so slightly, 0.5% from a numbers perspective, but the broader sense of the South African economy. It has been a constrained economy. We have been struggling for a couple of years. We did see a bit of green shoots towards the tail end of last year. It's nice to be able to see that that momentum carried into Q1, at least, of this year.
Yes, I agree. This would technically mark a sixth consecutive quarter of growth, which I suppose I said, given our economy, was quite a pleasant surprise. And these results, I'd say they're encouraging. They're not through the roof. South Africa would need to see a lot more growth in order to grow jobs and things like that. But we are seeing some nice green shoots, particularly from agriculture, was really the big pusher there, up 3.9% this quarter. Some push from finance, which has been quite, the financial sector has been quite consistent, and even things like logistics, transport, your basics doing quite well. You're talking about before the consumers being constrained, and we can see that in household spending, certain things they spend is down in beverages, that contracted in things like hotel and leisure, and so there's still a bit of pressure from the consumer and also from businesses. It would be good to see more fixed capital investments and stronger manufacturing.
$89 a barrel. That is the oil price that I'm looking at right now on my screen. I didn't think we'd break $90 a barrel this week. I want to get your thoughts on this, Talia, because if we break below this, we would have effectively broken below levels that we last saw, or we haven't really been able to break below this level sustainably since the initial ceasefire was declared. And if we are able to hold below this $89, we could be in for some really good relief at the pumps when it comes down to fuel decisions. Am I being very optimistic here? It's still very early in the month.
Sure, this isn't exactly a topic that I love to speak about, and the reason is that it's so linked to geopolitics, and so far it's been so linked also to sentiment. I mean, Trump puts out a tweet, and that can set the direction of the oil price just for the day. And so, yes, obviously everyone wants a lower oil price for various reasons, which would be good for the economy. But I think, as I tell people, you have to see, I would have to see concrete evidence in order to get excited. Today, there has been some relief, as they said, that there's been some halt on the fighting. But personally, I would need to see concrete evidence of any kind of end to the conflict going forward.
Oh, and we absolutely know that this conversation could take a very different turn by the time you and I are done on the phone, simply because, as you rightly mentioned, President Trump could open his Truth Social, he could open his social media, and we could have a very, very nasty conversation by the end of the evening. This is, I
Yes,
suppose,
it's still daylight in America,
absolutely so many hours left, and even then,
so.
we still don't know what's going to come of that. Let's
No,
take a look at
exactly.
the Rand, Talia. The Rand holding its own against the US dollar, against all of the major currencies at the moment. 1650 against the US dollar, very struggling with that level. It's coming below, it's trying to come below, it came below last week, but thankfully it isn't going above 1650 at this stage.
Yeah, the Rand, it's been surprisingly resistant the past couple of months, and there's various reasons for that. It has gotten a support from, generally speaking, it's had good support from the commodities. We're seen as a commodity currency, and so the higher gold and platinum prices have given it a good floor. And then even today we see that today, as I said, a better print. We've had better bonds prices today, a stronger bond yields today. And then also I think in terms of the perception of the currency, we are seen as having quite a strong institutions, namely the our Reserve Bank, which is, they raise interest rates, which perhaps isn't great for people who own a loan, but it's seen as quite offensive for the rand.
Talia, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts around where the risk sits at the moment in the markets. We've seen lots of volatility on the commodities front. We've seen some up and down movements that you and I looked at on the equities front. But something you alluded to at the start of our conversation is that with sentiment being so uncertain, markets are kind of very up and down on the trading side of it. Where do you think the biggest risk sits, other than the glaring conversation around the Oval Office?
Oh, where don't risks sit in the markets? So, and I've been speaking to my industry peers, and it's been a, I'm sure you've picked up too, it's been a tough time, and it's been a tough time. And so I'd say the macro story is, I mean, just looking globally, I'd say the macro story is not very encouraging. Higher energy prices, there's going to be lower manufacturing, lower productivity in economies, higher inflation. And so unfortunately, the macro story that is unfolding this year doesn't, or at least since end of February, doesn't seem very promising.
Lots to still be concerned about, but it seems that markets are finding a way to contend with the volatility and the risk that is out there. We'll see for how much longer this is able to go on. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Equities analyst at Umthombo Wealth, Talia Ginsberg, joining us to take a look at markets and share her thoughts on some of the driving factors.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.